Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wholly unsurprised.
I loved this song.
Very unsurprised that this made it on. I would have been shocked had it not been in there.
We're listening back to songs that were on my 2006 iPod that I used to walk around the Syracuse campus with. There was a Met hitter that used to come. This was his walk-up song. I think it was Cliff Floyd. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I remember Cliff Floyd.
Can you name some teams he played for?
Montreal Expos, Florida Marlins, mm-hmm. New York Metropolitans.
Red Sox.
Okay. That was the one I forgot, but now that rings a bell. Are you impressed that I could at least name some Cliff Floyd teams? Mm-hmm.
He's
the second best Cliff in sports history, I think. Cliff Robinson.
How about Cliff Lee?
Oh, Cliff Lee had a run there.
Something crazy happened with Cliff Floyd where he was a Marlin and got traded to the Red Sox around the deadline. And the Red Sox tanked, like went on like an 8-game losing streak,
mm-hmm.
and then flipped him on July 31st to the Expos.
Really?
A team bought him twice in the span of a week.
That has to be odd.
Yeah.
Rent, don't buy.
Anyways, let's talk to our NFL insider, the Hall of Famer, Braddock's own, the great John Clayton. John, if we found one of your iPods from a few years ago, what kind of music would be on there?
It'd be funk. A lot of funk. I mean, you have Isley Brothers, you have James Brown, you have all the greats from around the country, all those different things, because that's what you find on my iPad. If you go into my any of the things that have songs, it's going to be a lot of funk and also some good rock and roll.
Did John Clayton grow up liking Elvis?
Not really. I mean, he was okay, but it didn't really thrill me.
I never understood the appeal there, John. Thank you for saying that. I never got it.
It didn't really thrill me. The hip shaking didn't really have an effect on John.
I mean, have you ever listened to some of his songs?
Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, Blue Christmas.
It always sounds so crappy. It doesn't. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it was okay, but again, it's not like he was going to be one of my favorites. I mean, it's like I like the funk. I mean, because growing up in Braddock, you got to like the funk.
It's a good thing, John. It's a good thing that you besmirched Elvis there and not Dwayne Haskins, or else Andrew might have ended the interview and just hung up on you. He is convinced that we've got the next great one here in Dwayne Haskins.
I think it's possible. I'm not putting the cart before the horse, but I'm cautiously optimistic with
him. But you have gotten a cart and you have acquired a horse and you are ready for one to pull the other.
I'm excited about him, John.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, he's a former first-round pick. I mean, he's got first-round talent. And what I thought was so unusual, of course, you know that Mike Tomlin's going to be behind him a lot. Why is that? Because right before he signed, Dwayne fired his agent and hired Mike Tomlin's agent. And so it's like...
That's a veteran move by a young quarterback right there. That's a very smart move.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're linked to the coach, so that's got to help you down the line. And it's not like they're going to be asking him to play this year or anything like that. I mean, he can accept being the third quarterback with Mason Rudolph being there and then seeing how he can develop and do some things and see where he stands to see if he has a future here in Pittsburgh.
John, is it fair to say he got a raw deal from Washington to get cut in his second year?
No, I think he deserved it. I don't think he's worked as hard. I mean, he didn't seem to be getting along with the players that well. He didn't show much leadership. And so I mean, he's like, for a first-round pick to be moved that fast, it has to be more on him than anything else. And so, you know, Ron Rivera is a fair guy, but it just it wasn't working out. And so it's like they went a different direction, and he goes.
John, how many like prominent cases can you remember of a guy like Haskins with that sort of draft pedigree flaming out, maybe not as quickly as Haskins did in Washington, but flaming out in stop number one and then genuinely making a true career revival in their next port of call?
Well, I mean, the most recent one hasn't made one because he ended up on the practice squad last year, but Josh Rosen, you know, when Arizona took him like about 8th or 10th.
But you hated him, John. You said it from day one with us. You thought he was going to be a bad player.
Yeah, and because, again, his personality wasn't there. I still remember being on Sirius Radio, and we had him for an interview on Moving the Chains. And the big thing that he did is that he had a promotion. That was one of the reasons a lot of guys, you know, show up on
sure.
Sirius.
We know all about
something.
That.
And so it's like I go to him, and I say, okay, so you're going to be doing this, and you're going to be presenting this and all that stuff. What can you say about that? Yes. That was it? Yes. It's like, oh, okay, good. That's very good. Well, let's get into football then. And you know, he wasn't good at answering football questions and all that stuff. So, but to think to bounce back that quickly, I have to really do some research to kind of.
Well, John, you know who I brought up, and now everyone, you know, the Twitter trolls and Twitter police are out to get me with their pitchforks and torches.
Yep.
I said, I'm not predicting that this will happen for Dwayne Haskins. I'm saying it is possible. It's not impossible. That's what happened to Favre. He washed out in Atlanta after 1 year. He went to Green Bay. Ron Wolf took a chance on him. And the rest, as they say, was history. Right, John?
No, that's a great example. Yeah, because what ended up happening is that particularly in his rookie year, he was too fat, right? And he wasn't picking up the offense and everything else. And, Ron Wolf, he was a good friend and had worked with the GM of the Falcons. And so, and this is a great part of this story because it comes from Ron. But so they trade for him, and he fails the physical. And it's like, wait a second. I want this guy. This guy's so important to us. And so at the end of the year, guess who got moved? Wasn't Ron Wolf. Wasn't Brett Favre. It was the doctor who failed him on the physical.
Oh, jeez.
The doctor was just doing his job, and now he's like a footnote to history, except for when you brought him up right here.
Yep.
But he was the most durable quarterback in one of the most durable quarterbacks in football history.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't miss starts. Even when he was hurt.
John, you know what my question about Haskins is? I know Pony brings up Brett Favre, who's an all-time, great of greats. I do wonder a little bit, because we all say, hey, picked 15th in the draft, you got to have talent. I wonder how good the best version of him could actually be, because the one thing that I think is undeniable, he's got a very good arm, but he is not the trend at quarterback anymore. What he brings to the table, he's not a mobile guy. He'll move around in the pocket, but he's not going to hurt you with his legs. And I just wonder what the actual ceiling for Dwayne Haskins would be if he ever reached it.
Well, I had some good sources within the Washington football team when they were known as the Redskins when they drafted him. And obviously, one of the things that helped Haskins get the 15th pick was the fact that, he grew up right near where the training facility is for the Washington football team. And Dan Snyder, in fact, one of his kids went to school with Haskins. And so it's like that one went, but I also knew where they kind of had him in the ratings, and it was pretty much, I think they had him a little bit higher than 15. So I knew they liked him a lot, and that was the guy they were pushing for. But unfortunately, when he showed up, it's kind of like Albert Haynesworth, when he showed up in Washington, he didn't work as hard as he should and ended up being a disaster.
So if the guy ever gets that, because he's been humbled now, John, he's playing for peanuts, he's on a futures contract. Yeah. If he ever gets his head screwed on straight, you think he could actually be a pretty good NFL quarterback, huh?
I do, because I know where the Washington football team rated him, and he was rated pretty highly. And again, and this is one of the things that I think happens now, and this is involving him, is that this is almost like the NBA, because what ends up happening with the transfer portal and guys moving around from college to college and all that stuff, I mean, you're like an NBA one and out. Because you may get like 1 year to start, and that doesn't give you as much time to be able to develop. I mean, guys like Peyton Manning and others, they've always taken the position, it's like, hey, I know you can leave college after 3 years of high school, but it's like, I'd rather stay that fourth year and really develop. But when you're coming out with like 1 year, like for example, this year, Trey Lance had 17 starts, Mac Jones, who's now being nicknamed Mac and Cheese in New England.
He looks like he eats a lot of it, John. Have you seen him with his shirt off?
No doubt. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's got a paunchy stomach. There's no doubt. But but he doesn't fit that prototype of being the running quarterback or anything like that.
John, speaking of the Steelers' current quarterback, the guy who's actually going to be throwing passes this year. It was a story that Mark Abali, one of the local guys, wrote today about all the drops from Deontay Johnson and really from the wide receiving core overall. How much do you think that was part of Roethlisberger's story in 2020 in terms of explaining his and the team's offensive fall off late in the year?
Well, I mean, I think that played part of it, but also that short passing offense. I mean, the one thing that we did see in the Indy game and one of the other games is how he was able to rally in the second half and really start to throw the ball well when he started to throw it downfield. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you an example of sometimes, when you have some young receivers, how that kind of betrays you a little bit. I mean, you go to the Denver Broncos. Okay, the Denver Broncos, Courtland Sutton went to the Pro Bowl, but last year he got an ACL until he missed the season. All right, so they had two rookies, first and second round pick. First round pick is Jeff Judy, Judy, and they also had K.J. Hamlin. All right, so you got Judy dropping the ball, Hamlin not being out there as much as he should, and so they came out, Pro Football Focus rated that receiving core as the 30th best in the NFL, third worst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now this year, with Sutton coming back, Judy being looking like he's going to be really good because he dropped the ball a lot last year and he's catching the ball well, they came out and they're ranked sixth. Sixth in the league as far as pass catching group, because they also include the tight end, Noah Fant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can bounce back, but sometimes when you're too young, and I just interviewed George Payton, their general manager, and that's what happened. They were just too young.
Well, I think the Steelers have a situation on their offensive line where you might ask the same question. Maybe not young, but inexperienced.
Yeah.
John, for the Steelers, like you came up with that number, that rule that you didn't want to have a bunch of guys that averaged more than you didn't want guys that were 30 years or older as the average age on a line, right? Wasn't
right.
that the rule?
Right. But, yeah, the rule of 150 is what I call it.
Okay, so what's the flip side of that when you've got a Steelers offensive line and the only real starter on it right now is DeCastro with any experience?
Yeah, that could be a big problem. I mean, because again, that's my biggest question about this team. It remains to be the offensive line. Is the offensive line good enough? I know Zach Banner's been around for a few years, but it's not like he's played a lot of games, and you got a young left tackle, center. I'm just kind of wondering if they're going to flip things and he'll get BJ Finney in there, because I know when he left to come out to Seattle, Pittsburgh did like him. So it's like, it's a concern because, Ben has to be able to have time to throw the football, and they also need the ability to run the football. Can this offensive line do it?
John, I got other concerns besides the offensive line, although everything you said about them just now I would echo. I also wonder about this team's defense, specifically its cornerback situation. Maybe tell me if I'm crazy here. They've had more luck bringing in guys, importing people from outside the organization, Joe Hayden, Steven Nelson in recent years, who have come in and played lots of snaps and by and large played them pretty well. Now Nelson's gone, Hilton's gone in free agency, and they're relying on an aging Hayden and a lot of relatively unproven commodities, Cam Sutton to a degree is, to fill in a lot of snaps. That seems like a recipe for disaster in my mind. Tell me, am I wrong? Am I barking up the wrong tree here or what?
I think they can get by with it. I think they're going to be fine as long as they get the pass rush. And I think they're going to be able to get the pass rush, even though they lost Bud Dupree to Tennessee. What you look at is that Pro Football Focus, for whatever reason, and it's probably a little bit too high, rated them the number one defense in football for talent,
mm-hmm.
number one. And that's with the cornerback situation the way it is.
Yep. John, what the hell happened with the Ravens where they didn't let people videotape or put online Lamar Jackson in practice throwing the football? You ever heard anything like that? That's wild. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It is true. And I guess the reason is that he's kind of changing his game a little bit, and they don't want to tip off how he's changing the game. Greg Roman said that this coming season, he's not going to be in shotgun as much. He's going to be taking more snaps under center. And so I think that what they didn't want to do, because he's not the biggest quarterback, is then after a while, when he's making that transition, show what he can do there. So it's like it's a protective thing, and probably one that they're maybe being a little bit too anal on as far as trying to protect him. But it's just one of those things. John Harbaugh sometimes can be very harsh with what he does with the media. He's very good with the interviews. He's good with access. But I think for some strategic reasons, they didn't want to do anything with him getting pictures of him taking snaps under center.
How capable do you think Jackson is of successfully changing up the way, whatever it is that they're doing, putting him under center more, maybe tweaking other things? Do you think that can, in one off season, actually yield significant changes in results for them?
I think so, yeah, because where we talk about how predictable the Steeler offense was last year with the play calling and the short passes, there was also the same thing from the Baltimore Ravens and Greg Roman. If you remember one comment that it was Jackson that made, Lamar Jackson, he says, "Hey, I'm standing there calling the plays, and the defense is there calling the same thing I'm calling."
Yep.
And so they seem to be tipped off. And so if that's the case, they need a little bit more. But where Lamar Jackson, of course, last year he threw for less than 3,000 yards, which I think really should have dropped his value, but he's going to get a good contract at some point with the Ravens. But I think the big thing with him right now is that they're going to run the ball more. They're going to, they're still okay on the offensive line, even though, again, they're kind of patching the right tackle position with Alejandro Villanueva for the year. And they brought in Juwan James maybe for late in the season to do something. But I think that they're going to be a little bit less predictable because I think they were too predictable last year.
John, a few hours from now out west, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's on the menu?
Well, every night, every Friday night, we have Friday night date night.
Ooh.
So Pat and I go out to dinner, and we do that. Get her in the van, and we're going to go to a place called Parasols, which we consider to be the best restaurant in Renton. And I know that she's going to end up getting some. I think she's going to get lamb tonight.
How about you, John?
I would be tempted to get seafood up there in the Pacific Northwest. Like you'd have to get me away from the scallops and the all sorts of freshwater fish up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like I most often go with the beef Bergeron that they have, which is real tasty. So that could be good. But then the other part of it is what happens Tuesday next week.
Mm.
You know what it is?
What's that?
Pat and I's 25th anniversary.
Nice. Congratulations from Pittsburgh to you, John. That's awesome. Way to go, man.
25 years we've been married and 34 and a half years we've been together.
What's the key?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the key? Because you got three guys in here between the three of us.
Whose marriages are all hanging by a thread, John.
Right.
I guess the key is that she realized I want to take the best care of her as possible. I mean, it did help that she was in the business because, she started at the News Tribune in 1987. I just moved out there from Pittsburgh in 86. And the first night that she worked, the people in the office said, "Hey, why don't you come with us? And we're going to meet John Clayton." He's all depressed right now because they got the strike going on in the NFL.
Oh,
and so we met then. And then all of a sudden, we started dating. And in that first year, she said to me, "John, do you want to get married?" And I says, "Not tonight. There's a good Carson on."
Zing.
What a line.
Oh, wow. What a romantic
and,
type.
And the thing is, the fact that I survived that.
That's a testament to your charm, John.
Well, that's a testament to her patience with him.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, I was
absolutely
going to say. Well, congratulations in advance.
John,
that's
when
phenomenal.
You come to town, we're going to get you a glass of champagne or something to celebrate right from Braddock.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. And how about this? I mean, after 8.5 years, in fact, I was talking to some of the execs over at the Seahawks because they remember that, is that they had a Christmas game in Cleveland, right?
Okay.
On Christmas
that
Day.
That stinks.
And so I flew back after the game. And that's when I gave, this is after 8.5 years of dating and all that stuff. That's when I gave her the ring and proposed.
Did the Seahawks
she
win?
Said yes. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Well, they were playing the Browns.
That's true.
Be fair.
I probably should have known
honestly.
That. All right, John, awesome stuff. Have fun tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. Date night. Once a week, a little date night.
Parasols.
That's how they keep it fresh.
Huh.
That's how they keep it spicy. You guys got to do something like that.
At this point, instead, date night's like how I hit. Whoa.
Instead, you're getting headbutted in bed by your kid at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Unbelievable.
That's how you keep the spark in the flame going.
He did like a flying Jimmy Snuka headbutt to knock me off the mattress.
I don't think Jimmy
himself.
Snuka's marriage went very well.
Didn't think you'd go that route, but I mean, that's a bold
Here
play.
We are.
Here we are indeed. Yeah, I got headbutted by the kid. Now my dad comes over to watch.
You guys got to make time for your for yourselves.
Man,
there needs to be some
like
Alex and Chris Mueller time.
I put something in the air fryer.
No, you
at this
need some
point.
Time away from everyone.
Listen, we do that, but I feel bad enough like asking people to watch the kid all the week.
You need it. It's going to keep the marriage going. It needs to stay fresh, solid ground. You need time to yourselves. You and Rachel do that, Craig? I bet she'd love 5 or 6 hours of nothing but you.
She likes five or six hours with anything but me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.